You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out in Kearney today for a speech. You can always find him at CoachBillBush.com to book your own speech with Bill, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Say that again.
CoachBillBush.com. He has a speech in Kearney this morning, but he'll be back tomorrow for the show.
He might be listening. Hi, Bill.
Bill, hello. Good morning. Hope you're getting ready for your speech and having some nice breakfast right now. Or chilling in bed, whatever you're doing, you never know.
I'm sorry?
He could be chilling in bed listening to this show.
Or he might be having chili in bed.
Now, that would be weird. Yeah. That'd be odd, but I wouldn't put it past anybody to have chili in bed.
I would put it past myself to have chili in bed.
Is that right? Yeah. Really? Really? Yeah, yeah, no, I don't.
You know what? Now that you're
exactly. Yeah. I think you have crumbs all over your bed sometimes.
Probably.
Soup spills and everything
Not
like that.
Soup?
Could be. Cereal spills.
Yeah? Try to go away from cereal a little bit.
Never go away from cereal.
I'm trying
Stop
to go
it.
Away from Stop cereal that. A little bit. I've been Stop advised.
That. By who?
TikTok.
Yep, I've heard enough. TikTok's telling you don't know cereal.
I always stumble across this guy on TikTok who has advice on life and fitness and diet. And yeah, he says that change to like sausage, eggs, and away from cereal.
That's because it's protein.
Protein. You burn it off way more.
Protein gives you energy. I get that, but cereal tastes delicious. How do you say no to a bowl of honeycomb? It's impossible.
It's virtually impossible.
It is. You can't say that.
So, yeah, Bill's not going to be with us today.
He'll be back tomorrow.
He'll be back tomorrow. He might be listening.
Again, you want to book a speech with Bill? CoachBillBush.com. He's speaking all across the state.
Yes.
All across the state. Spreading the word.
Back tomorrow. I was kind of hoping he'd be here today to join us in this conversation about the coronation yesterday.
Yes.
Of the latest king. I mean, athletic director.
it felt like a king.
Yeah. It does. We do that here, don't we?
Yes.
We really do that. They might do that everywhere. I wonder sometimes. I don't have a great frame of reference because I've worked my entire career in Lincoln. 6 months in Grand Island. Do they have these coronations, these very elaborate, where even the governor appears and speaks?
Well, on this note, before I get into that, this is part of Idle Chit Chat, kind of on this message here. I'm curious. I was not there yesterday. I had some meetings and stuff.
We're in Idle Chit Chat right now?
This is Idle Chit Chat.
Okay.
Are you... This happens almost. It happens so often out in Nebraska with a big hire, something big that happens that draws the whole media together for an introduction for somebody. Are you getting sick of all of this turnover every year?
No, I mean I don't know that I would.
It's great for media. It's great for clicks. Great for all sorts of stuff for our shows, which is awesome.
I was just telling Missing Tooth Greg that I don't know that I'm getting tired of it. I think the novelty. And the magnitude
there you go.
has Like the novelty's worn off. The magnitude of the occasions have worn off. I mean, because it's, yeah, because we've done it quite often with athletic directors and coaches. And a lot of the media remarked on that yesterday. It was sort of a, the feeling in the room was, and this is all very, I don't know if people want to hear this in the morning because it's not necessarily uplifting, but it's just the way it is. A lot of the media gathered, it was, the feeling was, oh, here we go again. You know, it's here we go again. And it's sort, there's sort of an eye roll, like,
we were just here for Trev a couple years ago and thought this was going to be the long time answer. Now, here we are again, the same thing, the same role, through it again.
But here's the deal. That in means so much to people here. It means more than, you know, the W at Washington means to people. It does. You can say that. I mean, generally, there's more passion. And any Washington fan, if you want to take issue with it, that's fine.
We have listeners here.
They might be. It just means more than the Stanford S. You know, I don't want to go too far because there are passionate fan bases all over the globe. But Nebraska takes it to a higher level. It's been demonstrated that they take it to a higher level. It's, if you were in Memphis,
yep,
you would say that Nebraska is the envy of most of the country. When you talk about
how they travel, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't see that. You see Houston turn out like that?
No, I talked to a Houston guy. He's like, I'm disappointed. I'm ashamed of the turnout of our fan base, Houston's fan base.
Sure.
He's like, I saw all this red. I thought Houston travel. I was like, no, that was Nebraska traveling.
Yeah. Okay, Houston, that's a number one seed.
Yeah, it is.
Can you imagine if Nebraska were a one seed, what that would look like in Memphis? What that would look like if Nebraska were a number one seed? We saw probably 10,000 people.
How about for even road games in general in the Big Ten?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like a trip to Illinois might be a lot of red in the stands if they're a one seed.
This is what I mean when I say, and I don't say it lightly, that the in means more to us than a lot of the whatever the T. The T means a lot at Tennessee. That's not the greatest example. But, let's say the H at Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake, I didn't even think about that till right now. Nebraska as a one seed would have filled the arena.
That was an 8-seed Nebraska.
It would almost be embarrassing for the NCAA. Wait a second. This is like a Nebraska home game, and this is not happening anywhere else in the tournament. Nebraska's filled the arena in Memphis. Because you were there.
I was there.
Am I wrong?
It was absolutely insane. Beale Street was packed. The arena, like, it wasn't full, but it was a lot of, it was 9%, you know, 90% Nebraska fans in there.
Texas A&M,
if not more.
Texas A&M has a fervent fan base. Nebraska's the ratio was 10 Nebraska fans to one,
if not more.
Okay, Texas A&M has a fervent fan base. It means a lot.
A&M was like pretty, they were like one section mostly, yeah, you know, tight in one section. Nebraska was everywhere. They were across the whole arena.
If I were an A&M fan, I would be embarrassed by that scene. Where are we?
Well, they put up 98 points in one.
Well, but I know they did.
Embarrassed by the fan support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Yeah, I have no idea what the attendance was for their game against Houston.
Oh, God, that one seed thing got me. I mean, if Nebraska were a one seed, oh, good God, the arena would have been packed with Nebraska fans. And it would have been a national discussion, like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it made a huge impression on you just the way it was. It made a huge impression on me. So there's some idle chit-chat.
And, yes.
One disappointing thing in idle chit-chat?
What's that?
We're doing a little too much disappointment. A lot of the people that went to Memphis remarked what a dump it is. I don't.
So this is my first trip to Memphis.
I'm pushing back.
This is my first trip. It was not exactly the cleanest city in the world.
What do you mean clean?
I really enjoyed Beale Street, okay? I liked Beale Street. That was the...
What do you mean it was unclean?
I mean,
it was clean.
I saw some areas that I was probably not supposed to see in Memphis because, you know, I was homeless.
You're frazzled.
Frazzled. I had my bags with me. I was walking through downtown Memphis. Looked like I was, you know, without a home, which I was for the moment.
Oh.
And then I went to different parts in the Uber, and I went to a golf course in a different part of Memphis, and I saw some things.
Well, but you could see that in any
city. I understand. I'm not trying to crap on Memphis. I liked the town. I had a good time. It was fun. Beale Street was wonderful.
Thank you, Jake.
Wonderful time at Beale Street, which, again, I love the fact it leads right to the arena. You're right there. The FedEx Forum is right at the end of Beale Street. Perfect. Iconic street, iconic bars, and boom, you're at the arena.
You're at the arena.
Just like that.
Didn't they set
that up?
That's
cool.
Didn't they set that up fabulously?
They did. And kudos to Memphis in the arena structure with Beale Street being right there. Way to go.
As far as uncleanliness of any city, here's one more thing for idle chit-chat that I hope doesn't bore the socks off of you. You know, I'm fascinated by hotels and the way they're run and managed. I stayed in a Spring Hill Suites. You were with me for a period because we did our radio show there. You noticed how clean it was, right?
Yeah, I ate breakfast there too.
Yes, you did. And you noticed how it wasn't that it was great breakfast food, but what did you notice? It was well stocked and that they had workers, mm-hmm. workers, plural, continually stocking it.
Yes.
That hotel, I've been to hotels since COVID that they don't do your room every day. They lack enough workers. This hotel wasn't a high-end hotel. It's a Spring Hill Suites. It's lower on the Marriott chain. But it was incredibly well-run. It was, and I watch it close. I mean, if I wasn't a journalist, I was thinking hotel management. And that, that place was extraordinarily well-run.
And I would say the hotel I was at, which was much more expensive than yours, was not well run. Mm. I'm not going to call it out on the airwaves. It was the media hotel. I just thought it was, I thought your place was better and way cheaper, too.
A well run.
Good job by Sean or Robin for booking that place because it saved money and was probably a better experience.
A well run hotel, for instance, is the person who does your room signing something. Her name was Juanita, and she would tell you exactly what she did and when she's going to be back. Every day. A well-run hotel is you go down and there's always someone at the front desk and they're helpful. And a well-run hotel has a breakfast that you don't go down and, you know, everything's out and there's no worker in sight.
Yep.
None of that was happening. A well-run hotel has valets on hand that are at your ready. And they had three. I didn't even understand why they had three. You saw the hotel wasn't that big. And they often weren't doing anything. Now, you would say, well, that's not well run. That's, you got to cut some fat. No, I don't know, whatever. They were excellent.
A well-run hotel is somebody sleeping at the front desk when we're trying to get back into the hotel at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, so you came with your equipment.
Yeah, and you walked out to find me. I know where the hotel is. I just saw it. Now, you were trying to help me. I said, I've got two things to carry. I'm good, but I appreciated that.
We got stopped at the door because they had to let you in from the inside. And you're right. That was a glitch. The young lady.
Lady was in the back.
And she was sleeping.
And she was asleep.
Her head was down. You could see her.
We had to knock on the glass. Hey, ma'am. Could you please let us in?
Now, I give her a level of grace because you know she worked the overnight.
And it was 5:15 or 5:20 in the morning.
She worked the overnight.
I'd be asleep too, possibly.
Possibly,
but, you know,
yeah.
Got to power through.
Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew and the squad at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Again, 402-440-6297, Newton's Lawn Care. All right, you were at the press conference. Troy Dannon, new Nebraska athletic director, was at the podium. He was at the to-do that you missed beforehand, right? You did not go to the to-do?
I didn't go to the to-do. They had invited guests at West Stadium, and I'm going to say sixth floor.
Yeah.
Wait, was it? Maybe fourth?
It might have been fourth. I think it was fourth.
Fourth
floor.
So they had fourth. So they had that was invited guests, and the media was invited. So he spoke there. Now, they piped that into the media room in the Hawks Championship Center. So I saw Troy Dannon at his to-do and at the media session.
At the Q&A, yeah.
Yeah, and I was struck by one thing, or I was struck by many things.
We have some audio, but what were you struck by?
Well, right away, when he came down to see the media, and I don't know, I'm struck by small things about people. We don't need to get into this too much. But his first line was, How's your week? He asked us.
I heard that.
Now, I pay attention. I always pay attention to people. People who ask you, how's your day going? How's your week going? That is, a lot of people don't do that. I might go through an entire week without anybody asking me how my day's going or how my week's going.
How's your week going? There you go. Happened again. That's twice in 1 week. Yeah. Boom.
I try to do that with people. And it was nice that the center of attention, in this case, Troy Dannon, I think it's informative that he asked us how we were doing. That tells me a little bit about him. I think he's that type of person. He was revved up yesterday.
I would hope so. It's your press conference. You're announcing yourself to you now. If you're kind of like in the dumps or down, I think we would say, "Oh, that was weird." Mm-hmm. We're not saying that though.
It was
a normal press conference. Now you had the first question to Troy Dannon at the Q&A. You, Steve Sipple. HuskerOnline/The Ticket.
I was supposed to.
You did not announce yourself, by the way. You said Steve Sipple, and then that was it.
So Keith Mann, our friend, instructed us, the media, to
say
your name and affiliation. And I just didn't do it.
Which you had the first question and it said nothing, right? You just asked the question.
I didn't say my name and affiliation. I don't know why I didn't.
Then the second time you did, though, you asked the second question, you did say Steve Sipple, HuskerOnline.
I felt compelled.
The second time.
Yeah.
Later on in the Q&A.
Right.
Your question was about the relationship, how important it is with 1890, with the collective in general. Here is Troy Dannon's response to that yesterday at the press conference.
Because the number one commitment to success is to the student athlete. And as I mentioned, you know, in the day, that might have been providing a strength coach. In the day, that might have been a laptop. In the day, that might have been a coach who was going to prepare them for the next level. In the day. Today's day is there is a sharing of resources with the student athletes. And so if we're going to compete, if we're going to recruit and retain, everybody in this department has to support what lies ahead for student athletes to be a part of the economic model of this. Today, it's NIL. Tomorrow, it's going to be something different. And we will pivot and evolve into that. But so I would be missing if I tried to avoid the reality of what the name of the game is today. There are a lot of things, I joke when I went to Tulane, there are no such thing as a transfer portal. Nobody ever contemplated NIL. There was no such thing as a lot of what we're dealing with today. So I will be beside and embrace everybody in the collective. And try to make sure our athletes and our coaches know the role of the collective in helping them do their job and helping build winning programs and in helping the student athletes benefit from the revenue that's driven by this enterprise.
Now, help me out, Sid, because I forget what if it's in the opening to do or later on in this press conference, but he did go further on about 1890 saying he's going to wear gear.
That was before
at the to do.
Yeah, he said, okay. I'll wear 1890 gear about as much as I'll wear Husker gear, which is an about face compared to the previous AD.
Yes.
There's a couple revealing things. We'll get to the stadium project later.
We will.
That was very revealing that how much he embraced 1890 out of the gate. The previous AD, we covered this yesterday, but for the sake of this conversation, we'll double back. The previous AD barely acknowledged 1890, didn't have any, it just showed little to no interest in 1890. In fact, tried to start his own he supported another collective that never got off the ground. Trev's approach to that whole situation was odd. It was very odd. I don't know. I can't explain it. But the way he stiff-armed Nebraska's collective was, I'd say, dangerous. Hmm. Why? Because it's the Peds. Okay, why would you stiff-arm the Peds? The Peds are the equivalent of T. Boone Pickens.
Yes, they are. You're right.
Quietly. They're quiet. T. Boone Pickens wasn't quiet.
No.
The Peds are quiet. But they're powerful.
Yes, they are.
Like T. Boone Pickens. Why would the sitting AD stiff arm the Peds? It was a dangerous game he was playing. These are billionaires.
They are.
They're funding 1890. They fund we'll call it the logistical aspects of it.
They have a company that's global. Sandhills Global.
Right. And so they supply attorneys and accountants.
Yes.
And all this is very necessary. NIL shops aren't mom and pop operations. They're elaborate. There's millions of dollars involved. Nebraska's probably got, I'm going to guess, $10 million ready for athletes. Mm. Okay? It's not a small thing at Nebraska. So now you have this new AD come in and talk openly about 1890, and it breathes life into 1890. Not that they were functioning just fine with the previous AD, who I have said did a good job here. He did a good job.
But no AD is perfect.
No.
And they have holes in their game. And again, Trev
had a hole in his game.
He did. And I don't know why you'd push against the collective that's trying to help you.
I don't know that he pushed against it. Maybe like, I said stiff arm. Yeah, he didn't support it. There's distinctions to be made. Push against and not supporting aren't the same thing.
They're siblings, though.
Yeah, they're siblings. But so now Troy Dannon, 57-year-old Troy Dannon from Marshalltown, Iowa, comes in and says he'll wear 1890 gear. It's just an about face. And it's the way it should be, frankly. Because why? Because there's nothing more important, and there should be nothing more important to an AD than the student athlete.
He made that very clear yesterday, right? Several times.
Yeah.
Several times he said that.
Right. The AD takes care of the student athlete first and foremost. The AD, the previous AD would always say he'd always use that servant leader phrase. I want to be a servant leader. I'm looking for servant leaders. Well, Mr. Servant Leader, I mean, you have to pay your student athletes now. And it's not an easy game. And there needs to be support in the athletic department. It would be nice, for instance, if you would maybe give 1890 a lead to a donor that is interested. Those leads never came. They never came.
Nope.
There's an elaborate fundraising team at Nebraska that could at least supply leads to 1890. Never. Never happened. There wasn't collaboration. I bet there will be now.
So, again, Troy Dannon spoke yesterday. Anything else we played the audio about the NIL 1890. We mentioned the fact that he's going to wear 1890 gear. I'm looking at your colleague, Robin Washit's five things he took away from the press conference.
All right, check that out.
And he says, number one, he says, Dannon calls move to Nebraska and Big Ten a seat at the adults' table.
Right, meaning the SEC and the Big Ten are in charge, essentially. And if you look at the college football playoff revenue distribution model,
yep,
you would see that.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's pretty obvious. Now, he was at Washington, which has a seat at the table as well.
Oh,
now,
keep
in mind that Washington's coming into the Big Ten with a half share of the revenue pie. Okay, they only get a half for a period. So he's coming to a place where there's a full share of the pie. He's also coming to a place that doesn't. Now, he never talked about this, but I read reports, Seattle Times, over the weekend. Washington's athletic department, according to the Seattle Times, has an $8 million deficit. He's not coming to a place with a deficit.
You think he'd bring that up at the press conference? No. Now, I know I left a place with a deficit. You know, no. How much of that was his fault, by the way? He was there for 5-6 months.
Right. I just wanted to point out that people, like, there's, you know, people wonder why. Why come from Washington after only 5 months? Why? Well, there's reasons. Having a seat at the big boy tables, he says, is one. He's from Marshalltown, Iowa. That's another one. He feels he's back to, quote unquote, home. He feels he is at a place where everything is in place to win championships. It's all right here. It's not happening in some sports. It's happening at higher levels in some sports than others. But he says it's all here. You can tell that Rule was critical. I don't know if you have that sound. What? I asked him his relationship. When did your relationship with Rule begin?
I have that one.
Hit it.
Here's Troy Tannen on that.
It was back to his days coaching at Temple when I was in the league. And, you know, I think we share a mutual friend in Pat Kraft, and it's been written about. But, you know, Pat and Matt are close, and I would say Pat's one of my two or three closest friends in the profession. All the way back to with Pat when I was at Northern Iowa and Loyola came into the league, and he was the director of marketing at Loyola University in Chicago. So, you know, there's a lot of relationship. Going back to what we just said, people and relationships. There are a lot of relationships in this business, and I think it was through Pat that Matt and I first started to connect and realized, you know, we have a lot in common. You know, our wives have been texting throughout this. They've known each other, and so in some ways, it almost feels like family walking in and working with that football staff.
Okay, so Pat Kraft, the Penn State AD, and Troy Tannen have a relationship that dates back to when Kraft was at Temple?
Temple.
And he was at Tulane. Okay, they're friends. Now tell me, call me crazy on this. Wouldn't that make it harder that Penn State, if it eventually turned to Franklin's not working or Franklin takes another job, wouldn't it be hard for Pat Kraft to look at his friend and say, we're coming after?
No. No, it would.
Are you sure?
Maybe harder, but still not hard. You know, sure. What I'm saying? Your alma mater is your alma mater. Matt Rule's a Penn State guy. Now, I'm not trying to freak the fan base and say, oh, God.
No, well, you're wait, not. Jake, I broach
this. No, this is just reality. We all know that if that job ever opens up and Matt Rule is doing well here, then that's going to be, number one of the first calls, if not the first call, that program makes.
Harder.
But we're not at that point right now. Enjoy the now we have.
No, it's not your fault. I raised the issue, so it's not. You're absolved on this one.
Thank you.
I just.
Thank you, counselor.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think it'd be harder. I mean, they're all okay. three friends.
Fine. Harder, but not hard. Fine. Go. I'll give you that.
What else?
I want to play the quote. So you mentioned the fact that he talked about the Big Ten and SEC kind of being the leaders in how things are going. Here is the quote on that in general. The advantage of being a Big Ten athletic director leading into that?
I think the world is going to revolve around the Big Ten and the SEC. I think we saw it with the college football playoff revenue distribution model that came out. I'm really impressed with Commissioner Petitti. I've been around a lot of commissioners. I love his vision. I love his aggressiveness. You want to be at the place. I'll use the Thanksgiving analogy. I sat at the kids' table for a long time. I wanted to be at the grown-ups' table, and not in a negative way, but the Big Ten is the table to sit at because that's where decisions will be made. That's where the future will be determined, and that's where fate will be set. And you want to be in those positions rather than wait for somebody else to determine those things for you. So, if I ever left Tulane, it was going to be because of the Big Ten or the SEC, because I want to be at those tables.
Two other things we need to cover.
Okay.
One was, I feel like, an unfair question. And my fairness meters, it works very well. Unfair, I think, to ask him, okay, there might be some fan concern about the fact that you're only at Washington for 5 months. Should fans be concerned that you just might be a short timer, that you're going to hop, hop to another job quickly? Unfair question.
Yeah.
Now he answered and he'll tell you why. And he bristled a little. It was really the only time, I think, during the two availabilities that he bristled a little bit. Did you have that sound?
I don't think I have that. I'm okay. Trying to find it, but
well, don't worry about it. What he said was, wait a second. I mean, he didn't say wait a second, but he said the equivalent of wait a second. His tone was, wait a second. I served in this high school role in Iowa for 16 years. Do you have that?
I don't have that. No.
I served at Tulane. I served at Northern Iowa for 8 years, at Tulane for nearly 8 years. So his track record really doesn't suggest that he just skips around. So I thought the question was unfair.
I knew it'd be asked by somebody.
I didn't get it.
But
why?
But I also thought, this is somebody it's still a Big Ten school. It's back close to home. And yeah, he was at Tulane for 8 years in Northern Iowa for
eight years. So and in this high school role, like for some sort of high school, I don't know what it was, but he was there for 16 years.
We know it's a 6-year contract here as the AD of Nebraska. That was announced on last Wednesday.
Right. I'm not worried about him skipping out. I'm not.
Well, you have a jaded fan base because they thought the previous AD was not going to skip out anytime soon. Trev Alberts is a legend as a player at Nebraska. We didn't see him leaving after 2.5 years on his own terms, right?
No.
That's why.
Not at all.
You have a fan base on edge in that regard.
Okay.
Understandably so. No one saw that Wednesday happening for Nebraska football.
Nobody saw it.
It's still stunning.
It is.
How it went down.
It is.
With the fact there's not really a... But we had to dig into some your interview you guys have with you and Sean had that maybe showed one inkling of concern, but...
About the president.
Right, but that was... But it wasn't a pressing matter, it seemed. Like he's like, this is going to force Trev out next week, which happened.
By the way, okay, so that was one thing. Another thing that was interesting to me was, and I wondered about this... I didn't know until yesterday exactly how this all went down. Chris Kaborek, the interim president, made this hire. I thought maybe it was made in sort of conjunction, I guess, with Dr. Gold, Jeff Gold, who's now the priority candidate. After 30 days, will become the NU system president. No, it was Kaborek. He made the hire. He hired... So Jacob, I guess going forward, don't get caught up in the machine too much. Like, don't get caught up in, he's not gonna come to Nebraska with an interim president making the hire. No, it's fine.
It's still an odd picture to me that somebody's not gonna be in that role made that hire. And it was just approved. I mean, again, maybe that's me being questionable here, but I think it's an odd look. But
sort of odd, but I'm not going to get caught up in 30-day. Just don't get caught up in the procedural elements of these things too much. You just got to go make a hire, make the hire.
I've always thought an interim making a permanent hire in that regard is that's a big job. It big is. Decision.
There was obviously some level of assuredness, I think, that he must have received from the governor. He talked to the governor.
And Pillen spoke yesterday, by the way. He spoke at the opening to-do.
I saw that. You don't see that everywhere. I'll tell you that. You don't see that everywhere with the governor speaking at a coronation of an athletic director.
In his blue jeans?
It's fine. He's from Columbus.
Fine. Yeah.
From Columbus.
Go Columbus. When we come back, we'll talk to your colleague, Husker Online's Sean Callahan, next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.